Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and he went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself, and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we thank God for the fruit of the earth and the work of our hands, Labor Day. The fruit of the earth and the work of our hands. Lord, we pray for golden peace, peace all over the world. Let no man live in poverty, walking hand in hand. Banish fear and ignorance, hunger, thirst, and pain. Banish hate and poverty. Let no man live in vain. Let no man live in vain. And when he finished reading, he sat down, and all eyes were fixed on him intently. Why so? Why were they looking at him? They fixed their eyes. So this is happening. I'll tell you why. The passage which coincidentally he read from is from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 2. Isaiah chapter 61, 1 to 2. If you have a pen, I would like you to write some of this down. And what is special about Isaiah chapter 61? Before then, in Leviticus chapter 25, the year of Jubilee was established. every jubilee was to come after 49 years, which is the 50th year. There should be a jubilee. And this jubilee is meant for the people of Israel, so much so that every debt will be canceled. If you are owing anyone, you're going to cancel the debt in the year of the jubilee. If you had slaves, you're going to set them free. And no one should live in poverty in the year of jubilee. There should be restoration. People who were owing should be paid off or should be forgiven. A year of liberation, a year of restoration. That was the intention of the jubilee year. Now, when you read Daniel chapter 9 speaks about the calculation of the jubilees. Now, Daniel transforms the concept of the jubilee in Leviticus chapter 25 to a prophetic and spiritual jubilee, talking about when the fulfillment of the great jubilee will come, when the Messiah will come, same as Isaiah. Isaiah will speak about the fulfillment of the jubilees, the messianic figure that will come and liberate us, not just from the physical debt, not just from the physical pain we receive, but spiritually we're going to be set free. So in Daniel, he speaks about 10 jubilees, which is almost about 490 years, because he spoke about the 70 weeks of years. By the calculation, that will lead us to 10 jubilees. Now, Jesus came, this event happened about 500 and something years after those prophecies. So when he read from Isaiah, coincidentally, the people knew what he was talking about, that I am the fulfillment of the jubilees you've been praying about for more than 500 years. And that was why they said, is he not the son of Joseph, the carpenter? Do we not know his mother, his brothers and sisters? How can he be the Messiah? My dear friends, I thank God I am a Christian and I'm a Catholic, because all what they've been praying for, he now declared it upon himself. I have come. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring recovery of sight, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. The Messiah they've been waiting for came, and they never recognized him. Thank God we are Christians and we are Catholics. The restoration, the liberation comes to us whenever we receive the sacrament of reconciliation, whenever we receive the Eucharist, and we are enjoying the fulfillment of the jubilee. The Spirit of God is in my heart. He has called me and set me apart to bring the good news to the poor, the good news to the poor. May the Lord continue to use us to bring the good news to those who have them not. Amen.